ordinary in an extraordinary way. This is St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
I really, really enjoyed this particular blog post that was published on a site of Notre Dame's, but written by a Cistercian monk, a priest, actually, by the name of Father Edmund Waldstein, who's actually lives inside of the famous Cistercian monastery of the Holy Cross inside of Vienna. They're very well known for their chant CDs and their beautiful CDs at that. But there's this really, really great insight that he gives about prayer that I want to look at today. Because how many times have you prayed for things that seem a little bit petty? That seem a little bit, I hope this is not too irreverent. It's not meant in an irreverent way. And it's meant tongue in cheek a little bit, although I do have a devotion to Mother Cabrini. It was one of my seminary professors, in fact, who shared the prayer for finding a parking space inside of crowded parking lots. Mother Cabrini, find me a spot for my machine. Remember that. It's worked for me many times, I think, anyway. Although I hope Mother Cabrini isn't just rolling her eyes at me. At such a small request, right? Such a small request that doesn't always feel small when you're pressed for time, trying to make a flight, when you're feeling like you might be late for work. Are there things that God doesn't care about in your life? Now, when you put it that way, of course, you say, well, no. God loves every part of my life. God's interested in every aspect of my life, and he is. And that's unreal in and of itself to think about, that your choice of cereal selection in the morning is interesting to God, because he's interested in your creativity and he's interested in how the decisions you're going to make, small and large. God wants to be part of your life at every moment. In fact, Scripture tells us to pray without ceasing, and every moment of our day should be a prayer. So even in those minor things, we can see that it's important. But maybe you've stopped and paused and thought, well, I wonder if this is just useless verbiage. I wonder if these are just useless words that I'm sharing with. Maybe God is not going to change any circumstances. I would say, well, in order to get it, we have to ask ourselves, why are we praying anyway? And that's what Father Waldstein is getting at inside of his particular reflection. I'll retweet it. I'll share it with you that way, because it's a really great insight. And this is what he says. He essentially says, in order to answer this question, you have to first explore what is prayer about. What is prayer about? And Thomas Aquinas talks about three aspects of prayer. And we do it for three different things. Well, actually, in fact, he's talking about when we're asking human beings for something. First of all, what do we ask for? And by the way, just to preface the rest of what I'm going to share in the next few minutes, these are Father Waldstein's insights and not mine, and his research, not mine. He said Aquinas says that there are three aspects. On the one hand, we want to let them know what we want. And number two, we want to move their heart so that they give it to us. And three, there's some measure of friendship that is presupposed in that interaction. There's some measure of right relationship. We wouldn't be asking if we thought that they didn't care or didn't have some interest in helping us out. And likewise, these different components and aspects can be directed to God. But, of course, he already knows what we want. And, of course, his heart is already there to give us what we want, at least when our desires are ordered correctly, he gives them to us. And so prayer can really, really strengthen that third aspect of why we ask God for something at all, and that is our friendship with him. Our friendship with him. When we pray, see, we're not only trying to bend God's will to ours, or at least that shouldn't be the only aspect of it. Sometimes that is what happens, isn't it? And we only turn to God when we're really in need. And we only begin to pray really fervently when midterms arise, or when our examination at work comes around, when our job assessment is in front of us and we're thinking, Lord, I could really use your help. I know I haven't gone to Mass in some months, and I know I haven't thought about you or even prayed to you, looked to you for some time, but I could really use, in desperation, sometimes when we're even far from God, we turn to him. Now, of course, we should work on those very serious areas, right? We should be going to work, to church more often. We should be careful about prioritizing these elements of our faith. But let's also realize that when we pray for things, we are strengthening, presupposing, but also building anew this relationship, this friendship that we have with God and that God desires with us. God sent his Son into the world so that you and I might have life, and that life includes a relationship with Jesus, becoming his brothers and sisters, becoming sons of our Heavenly Father, and having a friendship, right, with Jesus, as Jesus himself describes to us so beautifully. I call you not servants, he says in the Gospel of John, but my friends. We're his friends when we do what he commands of us. And so when we pray, we are strengthening that friendship. When we pray for small, minor things, even petty things, even maybe pointless or seemingly pointless things, we have to realize that at least we have to reflect on the fact that maybe we aren't going to change God's will. But maybe by the very act of praying, my will be changed. My desires will be conformed more to God's desires. And also my relationship with God will be strengthened. If I think he doesn't care about those small things, then I start to wonder if he cares about the bigger things. It's just the way it works. It's the way it works with your children and your grandchildren. You're attentive to the little things. And because you're attentive to those very small things, they know that you're going to be there in those times of great need. I love hearing about spouses who have lived together for 50 years, for example, and you ask them, how did they do it? And they always mention the small things. They always mention bringing flowers home once a week. And they mention taking time out every day to share some aspect of their life, right? I mean, they mention small moments of time spent, but those moments develop and build relationship and build friendship. The more you and I pray, even in the small things, the more that friendship with God is strengthened. Okay, all of this I think makes sense, right? It makes sense from a logical standpoint. It's consistent with the spiritual life. But now we have to ask ourselves, and you have to ask yourself, what things are you holding back from God? What are you not giving over to God? What prayers do you refrain from saying because you feel like maybe God isn't interested in that part of your life? Maybe because it seems too small? Maybe because there are trust issues that we have with God that we think that maybe he's not trustworthy in these things? I encounter many young people who struggle to actually say to God, what do you want from me? Lord, just tell me what you want. Because they're afraid of what God will say to them. And that's a major decision. That's a major question. But they're afraid to know what God wants because they're not always sure that it might be the best thing for them. And yet it is. What are the things that you are not offering to God? What are the things that you are holding back in giving to him? And do you become sometimes this person who looks at prayer as only necessary for the big things and only important when it comes to those major life events? Maybe we need to rethink that. Maybe we need to offer to God prayers in those small little moments. Prayers of gratitude, prayers of adoration, prayers of petition and intercession, of course, asking the Lord for little things. It's okay to ask the Lord for help in finding a parking spot. And that might help you to realize that it's not just about your own frustration. Maybe God's not going to give you as close of a spot to the front doors as you want, but he's going to walk with you from that one all the way in the back corner to the front. And because you're praying about it, you're remembering this. But God, don't worry, God also will answer those little prayers, sometimes in surprising ways. Let's not think that it's only about trying to create God's presence in our mind. It's not only about cultivating that friendship, but God can work miracles even in the tiny things, and sometimes he gives them to us. Sometimes he grants us, allows us to find those little things we lost that might give us a small moment of consolation. He allows us to receive small blessings so that we continue, so that we persevere in following him and serving him at every moment, right? Coming up next, I want to talk about the Lord of the Rings. In fact, that's coming up right after this. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop on Relevant Radio.